Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, enjoy them. freetalklive.com. You get to create various different content there. So you send in to the website, submit as show prep, whatever it is you think is interesting, and then others will vote it up or down, and the most voted up make it to the front page of the site. So with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We're going to be talking to you about whatever's on your mind, of course. And coming up, Julia has a story about the 11 ways successful people start their morning. And I definitely want to hear about this because for me, it's a challenge to get up in the morning. So I know that I'm more productive when I wake up in the morning. And I did that today, as a matter of fact. So
working for yourself means that you get to set your own hours to some extent. And being able to set your own hours to some extent means you have to have you have to have some kind of regimen for yourself.
Indeed. So we'll get to that here in a moment. But there's something so outrageous that I thought really needed to be reported on. And we've discussed a number of police raids in the history of this show. There's always terrible circumstances. It's never a good time to have the police come into your home with guns pointed at you and your dogs, possibly shoot, kill your dogs, maybe harm one of your family members as well, and certainly the chance of putting somebody in handcuffs who hasn't harmed anyone else, taking them off to a jail cell. There's all kinds of things that can happen when the police come into your home. This is a circumstance that's a little bit unusual. Vernal, Utah is the location, and I caught this actually from our affiliate's Facebook feed, AZNU, out there in St. George. So a man says Vernal police disrupted an intimate moment of mourning with his deceased wife of 58 years when they searched his house for her prescription medication without a warrant within minutes of her death. Barbara Alice Mahaffey died of colon cancer in her bedroom last May. Ben, who is her husband and is 80 years old, said he was distraught, as you might be after losing your partner of 58 years.
Right. I want to hear about this intimate moment of mourning.
Said he was distraught and trying to make sure his wife's body would be taken to the funeral home with dignity when he says officers insisted that he help them look for drugs. He says, I was holding her hand saying goodbye when all the intrusion happened, he told the Deseret News. Barbara died at 12:35 in the morning with Mahaffey, a Navy medic in the Korean War, and his friend, an EMT, at her side. In addition to police, a mortician and hospice worker arrived at the home at about 12:45 in the morning, said Mahaffey. He says he doesn't know how police came to be there. Well, unfortunately, just to take a break here, the reason why police show up is because in a lot of places, they don't have anything better to do. And in some places, it's the law that the police show up to, as I understand it at least, to some sort of an emergency call, to whatever the emergency call is. In this case, they had a dead body on their hands. He says, I was indignant to think that you can't even have a private moment. All these people were there, and they're not concerned about her or me. They're concerned about the damn drugs.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
That is something. It's incredible. Really? I mean, 10 minutes after this woman's death, that's the numbers that I was hearing here.
That's right.
Within 10 minutes after this woman's death, it's time to go shaking down the medicine cabinets, fellas?
Well, and it seems like that is something, I think that you could go in virtually every house in America and find prescription medication that is expired that's still in there.
I think you could talk to virtually every cop in America, and they would say that this was stupid. I can't imagine for a second that these people, I hope that they just didn't know what was going on, but I tend to think that it would be.
What do you mean they didn't know, the cops?
They didn't know that this woman. Some people do lay out bodies for hours or days. I don't know. I mean, these guys, it seems like they must have made a mistake and then just committed themselves to the mistake that they make. That some people believe that if you make a mistake, you must follow through on the mistake because otherwise you will appear weak.
And the mistake being, well, this guy's wife is dead. Let's make sure that he can't get his hands on her prescription medication.
Right, this 82-year-old
that's the mistake.
Korean medic.
I mean, you really are giving them the benefit of the doubt on this one. That's a mistake? That's an oops?
What else is it?
I don't even know why that would cross another human being's mind in that
moment.
Nor
do I. That's why it has to be a mistake.
Well, not if these guys are all hopping on the idea that somebody's going to take some drugs. And as he says here, Mr. Mahaffey, an 80-year-old man, he says he was treated as if he were going to sell the painkillers, which included OxyContin, oxycodone, and morphine on the street. Again, wife probably having some kind of medical issues. She died at 58. Excuse me, not 58. That's how long they were together. But his wife having some kind of medical issues here. And they're concerned that the old man of the house is going to start selling the pills that she left behind. Is that a mistake? You still think it's a mistake?
I don't know. I can't imagine this.
Does this sound like a mistake to you, Julia?
I can't imagine why this would cross anybody's mind.
It's
one of those things where you're speechless because it's so dumb.
It does sound like it. I've got something here. Here's a possibility. They've got a big problem with these particular types of drugs in this particular area, and they thought that this couple, this man, his wife, whomever, mm-hmm. were selling these things, but they didn't have enough proof, so they... I'm reaching here.
I don't know why you're reaching.
I just can't imagine this. Who gave this order?
Depravity.
This is the sickest thing I ever heard.
This is the depravity of the war on drugs. This is how low they'll go. They'll interrupt an old man in his moment, literally the moments after his wife passes. They'll interrupt him in his mourning process to inquire regarding the drugs in the house. That's just how insensitive these police can be.
This is dangerous behavior. I mean, you're talking about, to some extent, you're talking about a primate here. I mean, this is a highly emotionally charged moment. This man's wife has died. You're in his home asking about her, drugs that were helping to keep her alive. I mean, this is a Korean War vet. This is dangerous to do to one's officers. Whatever commanding officer sent out this order, and I can only assume that it would had to have been somebody who wasn't going to go about doing this that gave the order, put the lives of these men in danger.
How much OxyContin could you get from a lady's prescription, like 1 month's worth? I mean,
another good
as
question
far as
about that.
If it, like, let's say that they thought that she was some sort of a dealer. Even if she was, she's not dealing any sort of high levels, right?
Yeah.
She's dealing, 30 pills a month or something? That's nothing.
Well, if she had two different types, maybe 60, I mean, she doesn't have any kind of weight. If she had 300 pills, she's not doing anything.
No, yes. It's bizarre.
Okay. So I appreciate that you guys are really trying to give the cops the benefit of the doubt in this one and saying it was a mistake. But I'm going to share some more of the story here with you to, kind of help you out with why this absolutely isn't a mistake in any way, shape, or form. Or at least the city is acting as though it's not a mistake.
I don't know what... To me, it's just so outrageous.
Yeah, it's absolutely outrageous. The source, by the way, the Deseret News, real newspaper. This is not the Onion.
Okay.
Mahaffey, the old man, filed a federal lawsuit Thursday alleging police violated his Fourth and Fourteenth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure and for equal protection under the law, respectively. The officer's actions... quote, at the deeply intimate setting and during a highly distressing time, added a great amount of pain and distress to an already difficult situation.
Yep.
That quote from his lawsuit. Ben and Barbara were married in New Mexico in 1954 and sealed 5 years later in the LDS Church's Manti Temple. They retired to Vernal a year before the LDS Temple opened there in 1997 in anticipation of participating in temple work. Barbara was a genealogist, who provided more than 11,000 names for temple ordinances. These don't sound like hardened criminals.
Ben
Mahaffey, who now lives in St. George, is an avid hunter and fisherman and author of several books on the subject. Following the incident, Mahaffey asked Vernal city officials and police administrators why officers would search his home without a warrant. He said he was told that the Utah Controlled Substances Act provides authority for the search. And then he went and talked to the city manager. We'll tell you what the city manager had to say here in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here, but if you've got a thought about this, what's happened to this old man, sure would love to hear from you. His wife died. He was there. And moments later, the police were searching his home for prescription pills. 855-450-FREE.
That phone line is brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable, and every business needs this. If you've got a business that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI will do it. They'll do it in a fashion that respects you and your clients. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
That's right, and our webcam is up for those of you who'd like to take a look or listen and or chat, because the chat room's built into the same page. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. So Ben and Barbara Mahaffey have lived out in Utah for a long time. And this story, by the way, being reported by DeseretNews.com, as per I found it on KZNU's Facebook feed earlier this morning. And so if you're listening in that area, you probably already heard about this story. But the rest of the country and the world probably hasn't heard of this one, because police raids happen all the time. 40,000 per year, I think, was the last number that I saw, according to theagitator.org. So this is a, you know, this kind of story, the police raiding somebody's home, in most cases, or in a lot of cases, the people whose home has been raided are not actually guilty of any kind of crime. In fact, they didn't arrest this man for anything. They just came into his house and started to demand to see where the prescription pills were. Oh, hey, buddy, your wife just died 10 minutes ago.
Yes, you won't be needing those pain pills anymore.
Right.
Fork them over.
We wouldn't want you to, you know, get it in your head to sell some of these pills. He said they were basically accusing him of possibly going to, you know, intending to sell the pills. And he decided that after the police had finally left his home and things had simmered down for a short bit, following the incident, he contacted Vernal. And I'm sorry, is it Vernal or Vernal? I haven't checked that one out. Vernal?
I'm going to go with Vernal.
He contacts Vernal's city officials and was told the Utah Controlled Substances Act provides authority for the search. So it was totally legal, they're saying, what was done to him. I mean, hey, the police had been called, apparently. He didn't know how the police had gotten there, by the way. They just showed up. The mortician was there, and I think somebody else from the state. So the police just kind of came along. They tagged along, came inside, and started searching around. And this guy's saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm filing a lawsuit against you guys as a federal lawsuit saying that, hey, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, if whatever laws provide for this, those laws need to go. This is unconscionable.
Well, they were there, and they knew drugs could be in the home, so let's look around and see what's
you know,
going on.
I don't care if I don't care if this comes in. I don't care about the law and this
drugs, Mark. Don't you care about the kids, the children? I mean, they could have sold these drugs to children.
I care about caring for the human condition, and ultimately, that's what police are there for. They are there to protect and to
not
care
anymore.
For the human condition.
Not anymore.
And if they're not doing that, they need to be let go. Whoever made this decision,
you're going to have to let go a lot of cops.
Whoever made this decision in this specific instance needs to be fired.
Well, if I was a cop, I would feel so uncomfortable carrying this out. I mean, I can't imagine getting orders like this. I want you to go to this guy's house where the wife just died, and I want you to dig around for prescription pills. Like, I mean, who would say yes to this?
Apparently, the city manager would say yes to it. He complained, went all the way up, right? Because the city manager in most places is the town boss. It's basically the head crime boss. He's in charge of all of the city people in most cases. And so he went up to the city manager to voice his complaints about how, you know, he had been treated after, you know, moments after his wife had passed on. According to the lawsuit, he said that city manager Ken Bassett dismissed his concerns, saying he was overly sensitive and that the police were just trying to protect the public from illegal use of prescription drugs.
Insane.
So
it's insane.
The public from 30 oxys?
The children, Julia. I mean, he could have sold these drugs to children. Don't you understand that?
Do old... I take that back. I was going to say, do old people really do that? And I'm sure they do, so that was a stupid thing to
there
say.
There are some elderly people involved in drug dealing.
But I would think that less old people...
Fewer, yeah.
I would think that less old people who with prescription... Like, I mean, maybe I'm totally off on this, but I feel like they're more likely to do the right thing, right, and dispose of them in the proper fashion.
You would think so. But there are some old people involved in drug dealing. I mean, if you want to smuggle some drugs from Arizona to Florida, for instance, it's not a bad idea to have an old elderly couple do the smuggling for you. You know, get them in their old, big old boat, elderly person car, whatever those things are, Buicks. Is that what old people drive?
Or Lincoln's,
some of them, yes.
Get them in one of those cars, load up the trunk full of pounds and pounds of marijuana or kilos of cocaine, and Let it ride.
Send him on over.
Yep. So anyway, Ken Bassett said that he was overly sensitive to see a city manager. He also told Mahaffey, the 80-year-old man, that his own parents had recently died, and he wouldn't have cared had the police searched their house for drugs. So obviously...
Within 10 minutes of their death? I mean, I'm going through the... My wife just died here.
Yeah, parents and wife are different. I'm sorry.
You know what? I mean, if this guy can't understand this, he's a sicko.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what more likely is the case is he knows that his butt is in the crosshairs for a big, giant lawsuit that will probably put his fat butt over the state line and out of a job, and he'll say anything and do anything because he is a slimy reptile of a politician in order to prevent being, out of a job. That's what I think. And that's what politics does. Politics will take somebody who would be acting a normal fashion on a regular basis, and it'll make them say and do whatever it takes in order to get that paycheck.
It's true. But you would think that the city manager could have at least feigned concern. He could have... Because
that seems like a terrible idea once it's done.
I can't help but feel like our city manager here would at least fake being concerned about this. Based on conversations I've had with him in the past.
I've had conversations with city manager of Keene, John McLean, about the behavior of his police chief, who refuses to talk to me. And John McLean agreed with me that that's inappropriate. And here in New Hampshire, it's a violation of the Constitution because there's supposed to be accountability and transparency to government. You're supposed to be able to talk to these people. And he said he was going to talk to them. I have not yet seen the police chief since I had that conversation with the city manager. But yes, he did, take those concerns.
At least he pretends like he cares.
He seemed to be very sincere in what he said. And so, at the point at which the elderly gentleman came to the city manager with his complaints, he very well, the lawsuit hadn't been filed. It was right after the incident. So, the incident was fresh. He came to air his complaints. He could have put that lawsuit off being humane to this man.
And this is a game of poker, though. If we're going into the realm where we're guessing what this guy was, rather than just being a heartless sociopath, we're actually guessing that he's trying to stave off some kind of lawsuit, then he's just playing politics. What's the best way to go about doing that? Deny everything or, show a little compassion for somebody and see whether they won't do it. I think that he could very well have said, what's the guy's name?
The elderly gentleman, Mr. Mahaffey.
Okay. You know what, Clarence Mahaffey? This is not acceptable. I'm going down to the police station right now, and I guarantee you, these boys won't be able to sit down for a week.
855.
And I bet you Ben would have been happy with that.
He would have been. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. They did do this when his wife had just died. We're coming up. You can take control. 855-450-FREE.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And you can bring up anything you want at 855-453, unless you want to tell us that you agree with the city manager in Utah. Yeah, Vernal, Utah?
That's what I'm going with, Vernal.
The city manager who thinks it's totally fine for the police to come into your house after your wife of 58 years has died. Literally after, 10 minutes after, and begin searching the home for prescription pills. If you agree with this guy, I really want to hear from you, because we're on, by the way, in St. George, which is where this news is kind of coming out of,
really,
generally. And maybe someone in St. George has heard about this story before and thinks, you know what, that city manager is right on. We really need to be the police really need to be going into people's homes after their elderly partner has died and shaking them down for prescription pills because of the children.
As if taking 1 month's worth of prescription would somehow put the smallest dent in the prescription drug abuse problem.
If just one child, Julia, just one child. 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. And also, you can join us live at the Liberty Forum. Somebody actually asked online, I think on Twitter, a few moments ago, is Free Talk Live going to be live from the Liberty Forum this year? Yes. We will be live. We've been live at the Liberty Forum, thankfully, since the very first Liberty Forum, and I don't intend to break that streak. So
no, it's way too much fun.
We are a fixture at the Liberty Forum, and I enjoy being a fixture. It's a good time to meet a lot of Free Talk Live listeners and get to see great panel discussions and speeches and have a blast with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. We will be there live, and it's happening February 21st through the 24th. You can go get registered. This thing is affordable. If you've ever ever been to a hotel convention before, you know this particular hotel convention is, on the scheme of things, very affordable. It was the pre-order price, I believe, is still in effect. I will verify that. But $199 is the pre-order price on this thing.
I think it's a $209 now.
Is it up to $209 now? Well, we can get that cost back down for you because Free Talk Live does have a discount code, which is FTL, as in Free Talk Live, 2013. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you punch in that discount code, you will then be given an extra 10% off of that price. So you still get it for less than $200 if you use our code. And that includes meals, which is awesome, that you can get a full weekend convention, hang out with some really cool and fun, nice people, smart people, and you get to eat, too, for that. I mean, it's amazing. Anyway, freestateproject.org/libertyforum is where you can go to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You don't want to miss it. We've been to a bunch of them, and it's always a blast. So we'll see you there. All right, 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. Let's go to the phones. There's a little bit more about the story in Utah that I'll share with you here in a moment. But let's go first to David. He's listening in Texas. You can bring up what you want. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Mark, thanks for having me on.
Hey, Julia's here, too. Go ahead, David.
Do you remember last week you talked about those Indianapolis, the parking meters?
The parking meters in Indy. What was going on with them? I'm sorry, refresh me.
The mayor had sold the parking meters to a company in New Mexico or something.
Yeah. Yes, okay, correct.
Objected against it. Well, I don't know if you know, Reason did a little video, like an interview with him talking about it.
The mayor?
And I think it was the mayor.
All right.
And, I just had a question about that is, you know, let's say hypothetically if the road was owned by a private company, you know, and it's a large city. And so parking's at a premium.
Yep.
You know, so what would you think of, you know, the company started charging for parking on their street that they own as a private company?
I think that if you're talking about, you know, like places charge for parking, right? And you enter into the relationship in a completely different fashion. There's not this this scolding kind of shame that one feels when one goes over the limit or whatever. Just the terminology that they use to talk about fines and things like that. You know,
punishment.
When I go to downtown Keene and I pay their little fee or I forget to pay their fee or whatever, their little gizmo, and I get a ticket. And, you know, and I have to pay a parking fine, it feels entirely different at $5 for the fine than it does when I go to New York City and I pay a fee to park my car of like $25 an hour and sometimes like $100 a day or whatever it is. I mean, it's outrageous to park a car in New York. And do you see how, you know, people may feel differently about those circumstances?
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. And I think, I don't know if you said something about, like, implying that maybe they had a monopoly on the parking, because I don't know what it's like in India. I don't live up there. But I know in San Antonio around here, you know, there's the parking on the street, which you have to pay for, and then there's also, there's parking garages, and there's little parking lots that they charge you money for.
Yep.
I just thought it was sort of a odd discrepancy that, I mean, you know, it's okay for a private company, but then if the government does it, you know, it's bad.
Well, with a private company, they get to set their policy, and you as a customer get to decide whether or not to shop there. Of course, the government can absolutely monopolize the streets. If we had more free streets in that different companies owned different parts or individuals or groups or charities, whoever it would be that would own pieces of the street, we could see more of an experimentation in different kinds of parking setups. And a lot of times in a city like a smaller city, for instance, maybe like Keene, maybe it's not fiscally viable for a company to come in and build a parking garage to try to compete with the city of Keene, because maybe the city of Keene is artificially low rates for whatever is, you know, however many people would need to be downtown and all that. I mean, I don't know what the ins and outs are, and we can't know what the market really wants with a government providing parking. What would the market really support? I know that in Keene, there's 1 week a year at least, I think during the holiday shopping season.
More than 1 week.
Yes, 1 or 2 weeks. During the holiday shopping season, I know, they shut down the parking meters for an entire week just to be nice. And everything's fine. So maybe in a place like Keene, we don't need any metered parking whatsoever. Maybe it's just money extraction from people. And the market would be more accurate at deciding what is a correct parking situation.
That much is true.
Is there... I actually live in Beeville down here, and we only have, you know, like, I think 14,000 people, and I'm looking on here on Wikipedia, it says 23,000 people in Keene.
Yeah, that's about right.
Are there a lot of parking meters? Because we don't have any down here. You know, usually in small towns, you know,
well,
unless it's...
I don't know what you consider a lot. I think most of downtown is, you know, the center heart of downtown is parking meter, but you don't have to walk too far to get away from...
It's a small main street.
Yeah, so...
The whole thing is covered with parking meters, but it's small, so it's hard to say there's a lot.
I was watching a couple of y'all's, you know, the Robin Hooding videos, and I don't know if you remember that one where the meter maid calls Ian a cult leader.
This is a new one. It just hit a couple of days ago, I think
it
yesterday.
It was hilarious, I've got to say.
It is a funny video.
As the number one critic of the activism in Keene, New Hampshire, I've got to say, this video is funny, and this parking meter lady, she takes on Chris Cantwell, and she does a fine job of defending herself. All around, I was thoroughly entertained.
Yeah, it was. Sorry, what were you going to say about that? By the way, Robin Hooding, for those that don't know, is where activists will follow around, typically the meter maid, and follow, kind of walk in front of her, feeding meters that have been expired before she can physically see them to write them a ticket, and then they leave a little note, or in this case a little business card, on the windshield to let the person know that they otherwise would have been ticketed, but Robin Hood's men saved them. Sorry, go ahead with your thoughts.
They in the video, they had implied something was different about the parking meters there, like they couldn't just fill the meter up.
No, I don't think that's true at all. I don't recall that.
They said something about they'd have to break into the car to do it or something. It was, I don't know, it was like a, I don't know if you I was asking if you knew.
There's only one area in Keene where there's the new meter, where they have like the one obelisk meter where everyone has to go to it to get the printouts. There's only one area in Keene, so maybe that's what they were talking about. But most of the meters in Keene are you put coins in, you get time, that's
standard
it.
Standard old.
Thanks, David, for the call, man.
Cool hand Luke meters.
855-450-FREE. That's toll free. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here whether you want to talk parking or rude police raiding elderly people's homes for prescription pills right after their loved one passes. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number 855-450-FREE. Your wife dies, you've been with her for 58 years. And then 10 minutes later, the police are searching your house for prescription pills. That's what actually happened. Not a joke, not a crazy onion story.
Not a hoax, not an imaginary story.
And you know, it's hard. It's hard sometimes to imagine how much worse these police raids can get, but they do seem to top themselves. Because there's so many stories about raids. This is just yet another on an unending pile of police raiding people's homes, usually having nothing to do with any violent crime. And I don't know, do you call this a raid when the police show up with the mortician? Because
it seems kind of slimy and like sneaky almost, like they could pass that off as standard procedure when somebody dies.
Let's go to the phones here in a moment and see how you feel about this, but also want to remind you to drop by freetalklive.com and head to the AMP program page. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that'll allow you to get behind the show for $5 a month. You get some extra perks on our website, like access to the AMP-only phone lines, AMP-only forum, and more, and you can help Free Talk Live get on more new radio stations, which is how I came across this show. Because when we add a new station to our lineup here at Free Talk Live, I always kind of poke around on Facebook, want to see if the station's got a Facebook page. And
you mean a story.
Sorry, what did I say?
You said show.
Okay. Found this story from one of our new stations, KZNU, in St. George, Utah. And
on their Facebook page.
So I found their Facebook page. I like it, you know, with my personal account. So when I see my news updates coming through, as I'm on Facebook constantly, I see stuff from our local affiliates. And this one caught my eye, and it's absolutely outrageous. So let's continue with you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Ladies first, Barbara is listening in St. George, KZNU. Hey, Barbara.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I don't know the station, but I will follow it now. It's just Glenn Beck was on earlier in the day. But this was reported this morning, and I was listening to a local program, and they said reported that the man's wife was still actually alive, and he was at her bedside holding her hand. Hospice was there. And it was approximately 7 to 10 minutes before she was actually dead. And they did not cut any slack. They're just like, well, we've got to find the drugs. We've got to locate them. Are you sure that's all there is? And to this day, no one has answered his questions. Who called the police? Who told the police?
Barbara, when you called in and you said that you were listening to this earlier this morning, I was sincerely hoping that you were going to bring in some fact that would make this seem less like some kind of weird 1984 police state story. But in fact, you made it sound even more so. It is just crazy.
Absolutely. And do you know what I wonder? Because we've had problems in this little town. It's not so little anymore. But there was a police officer that was confiscating drugs and whatnot. And, you know, he's no longer an officer. This is in St. George, although this other incident happened in Vernal. But the police were the ones on the drugs. You know, But how did they know before she'd actually died? And hospice was there. They shouldn't even been contacted yet. They shouldn't have even known.
Yeah, how weird. He was there with his EMT friend. I mean, you would think his friend would have told him that, hey, I called the cops or I called 911.
Yeah. No one that was with him said that they called the police. And
do we know where this was? Was it in like a nursing home or was it in somebody's house?
No, it was in his
house.
Home. It was in his home.
Weird.
As far as I know, but no, I'm glad I stumbled onto you. I'm really interested in what you have to say. And
thanks, Barbara.
I think it's slimy and awful. So,
welcome aboard. You're listening to Free Talk Live, and you're tuned to Fox News 1450 AM and 93.1 FM, which is KZNU out in St. George. So appreciate hearing from you.
Where are you located?
We're actually doing the show from Keene, New Hampshire, of all places.
Oh, my goodness. You're kidding.
Thanks for the call tonight, Barbara. Really appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue. This can happen anywhere. I mean, don't just think this is a Vernal thing, that the cops would only do this in Vernal. And that the city manager is the only city manager in the country who would be so cold as to tell this 80-year-old man that, it'd be fine if my parents just died, and I'd be fine with the police rummaging through their house with me there right after they died if they were looking for prescription pills.
I can't say where this would happen and where it wouldn't happen, but I can say that the level of accountability in all places is the same. In some places, it's probably even worse. In a small town like Vernal, at least it's going to hit the news. In New York City, this may not even, this may not hit the headlines for very long. It's hard to say.
Good point. How many raids do they perform in New York City every day?
I don't know.
Toll-free number, how many drug shakedowns?
Many.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jason. He's listening also in St. George to KZNU. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, first of all, I just want to ask you guys, how dare you question people with badges and state-sponsored costumes?
That's right.
You cannot question those people.
That's right. They've been given the badge of the public will. The public wills that I go rummaging through your medicine cabinet moments after your wife has died. I'm only doing it to protect people.
Right, and officers should be present at births and deaths. I mean, why not? They control every part of her life, so why not start it off the right way and end it the right way, right?
That's right. That's right.
But, hey, I just stumbled on you guys, like the previous caller in St. George, you guys missing KZNU, and one of these days you guys got to hook up with Brian Hyde, the host there, because he is an outspoken advocate of liberty and libertarianism, and you guys got to check him out.
Brian's also the program director of the radio station, so it was Brian who approached me about Free Talk Live, and he it was his decision to put us on the air there. So Brian's definitely one of the good guys, and in fact, I think he just had an interview of Tom Woods the other day. I saw that on their Facebook feed.
Yeah.
So
and I think they've got they're working on Dr. Paul too as well. So good stuff. But
he's a tricky one to get, that Dr. Paul. At least if you're Free Talk Live. Anyway, anything else you want to share, Jason?
Well, you guys said that there was something that wanted to make it sound less like an Orwellian nightmare, this story coming out of Utah. But I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but we're getting pretty used to strange police stories in Utah. I mean, we've had, people getting killed with, holding golf clubs by a SWAT team. We've had, people getting killed when they go to the wrong house.
I remember years ago, Jason, we did we had some news about state troopers in, I think it was Utah, that were one of the first in the country to draw blood on the side of the road.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard that one, but I don't know if you guys follow the story, but the state trooper of the year just got indicted for for charging people false DUI. So
what's
used to this kind of behavior out here in Utah?
She had like hundreds of them. Hundreds of false accusations.
That's sick.
False, ruining people's lives. So
does she still have her job?
No.
You know, she's probably on administrative leave, getting paid. I don't know.
I think she's been canned. I'd seen the story. I actually expected you to have it as show prep today.
Thanks, Jason, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. Because in a lot of cases...
How do you give somebody a fake DUI? Like, because don't you have to prove with a breathalyzer that they were over the limit?
I don't know. I'll be happy to put that story.
My understanding is that they can't prove it until you get to the police station, right? But so they can arrest you and then take you to the police station, but then they can't charge you with anything unless they have proof that you're over the limit.
That's a good question. Like I said, I haven't read this story, so it was the first I'd heard of it. Maybe she had some kind of modification she'd made to the blood alcohol counter.
I would love to know.
I really have no clue.
Oh, I know one thing.
Unless she's just charging people and intimidating them and taking plea deals.
I don't know the answer to this particular story. I've got Google working on it very hard. I will say that one thing that police officers don't do, and I don't know if they're all educated on this, is that there's something called residual mouth alcohol. And that's a situation where when you have drank something, you can, for instance, take a swig of beer, blow into a breathalyzer, and get a significantly higher reading than you would if it was actually reading the amount of alcohol in your blood. The breathalyzer is supposed to give, is supposed to say how much alcohol is in one's blood, not how much, not some arbitrary number. But if you just take a swig of alcohol or burp, so within 15 minutes of a burp, they're not supposed to be able to do a DUI or a breathalyzer, I should
say. Well, I have a breathalyzer that I carry around, and it's not one of the cheapy little ones. I spent a good amount of money on it, and it's fairly decent. I have to change the sensor every so often.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the instructions, you can't smoke, drink anything, eat anything within 20 minutes before you can test, because it will alter the results, and it does.
Toll-free number tonight, again, 855-453. Your thoughts on whether it's DUI, police abuse, or you've got the story, Mark, police abuse? All right, we'll find out more about that here in moments. And, of course, we can take your calls about anything that is on your mind. Hour number two is on the way, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.